Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and again, I thank you for tuning in to our show. We hope that you will continue to do that, and we are open to all suggestions for content and things you'd like for us to tell you about here. So go to our website, cctaxpayers.com, hit the feedback button, let us hear from you. We have no other way of knowing if anybody's out there listening or not, so except people walking up to us on the street and talking to us about it all the time. We know you're out there, but we can't confirm it, so please send us some feedback every now and then. Our crew tonight, Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
I think if you're a regular listener, you know Mary Griswold by now is right-wing granny of the conservative blog rightwinggranny.com. We have Pete Benton with us.
Good evening, and long live Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Yes. We will be talking about that momentarily. And we have Rainer and Hal James.
Hey there.
Hey.
And we have Doug Gould with us.
Hello.
Now we have everybody present and accounted for. Hope everybody is staying warm in this global warming event we're having. I know the people up north. We got a grandson up on in New York State, just below the Canadian border.
Well, that's pretty country up there.
It's pretty cold country right now.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I've been up there to, what is it? Can't think of the name of the fort up there.
Fort Drum,
right on the Black River.
Yeah, we went up there when Matt was stationed there. You know, it snowed the first time it snowed when he first got there. He sent us pictures. He was on the second floor, and he sent a picture out the window, and the snow was just right there below the windowsill.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, a lot of snow in Virginia this past week too.
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
And, so, you know, the real cold was down in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They are really suffering.
Did you see that video
outages
of the pile up in Texas with all those trucks and cars just piling one on top of the other and stacked up? Yeah, gosh.
Well, it was all Trump's fault because he didn't attack global warming the way he should have. And now it's rebelling or whatever. Anyway, let's move on. As Pete mentioned, we lost a great conservative voice today. Rush Limbaugh has passed away. This is old news for you because we pre-record the shows on Wednesday nights, but we still want to honor his memory. You know, I am really glad that President Trump was able to present him the Medal of Freedom.
Yes,
absolutely.
Before he passed, he
earned
honor.
It, and bless his heart, he got it.
Yep, he did, and he was proud of it too.
Yeah,
I've heard several good tributes to Rush, and on 107.1, the talk station, there was a wonderful one too.
Yep, you know, Rush was unique. He was bold. He forged a path that nobody had gone down before. He single-handedly, I think, pretty much saved the AM radio band when he introduced talk radio to
it. Lockwood was talking about that, and he said at first it was the AM radio stations that Rush was broadcasting on, and they were catching up so well, the FM stations got to say, hey, we need that too.
Yeah.
You know, when I first heard him, I didn't know whether I liked him or not. I sat on the fence for quite some time. He spoke of feminazis. He seemed very self-aggrandizing and brash, and I thought, where is this guy coming from? And I finally decided he's got his tongue way out in his cheek. He's having a grand old time, and a lot of what he says makes sense. And, and I went from I don't know if I like this guy or not, to thinking, oh, man, this guy's really got it going on.
Well, he has converted a lot of people from the far left into the conservative arena.
On his show today, his wife gave a wonderful tribute to him, and it was so well organized, it was wonderful.
I didn't listen to his show today. I was cutting ads, for one thing, and when I turned it on, it was somebody filling in. It wasn't right. his voice, and I just turned it off and was cutting the ads for our new sponsors that we have.
I want to thank you for those new sponsor ads, too. You know, I'm sure glad to see that.
You know, I wanted to add that I think one of the things that we need to remember with Rush, besides being a consistent conservative, was that he could clarify what it meant to be a conservative in the various areas, mm-hmm. where we sometimes get ourselves really, really wrapped around the axle trying to explain something. He had a very, very good gift of clearing it up in a word picture or something that we could understand and we could grasp. I heard on, I believe it was Fox on Sirius XM, was that they were giving him credit for being one of the first to endorse Trump and to help Trump to clarify his positions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were called ditto heads because after he had clarified a position, we understood what that meant, and I don't need to repeat and regurgitate the same thing over and over again. He challenged everybody to listen to him for, I think it was 6 weeks, to get converted. He asked all the liberals to listen to him for 6 weeks to be converted, because once you understand that clarity, you were hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we lost a good one there, but you know, we've got a lot of other good ones out there that were drawn into the business by Rush. And
he was the trailblazer, right? But there are others coming along.
Following in his footsteps, they may not all meet up to his standards, but there's no total void there. The void's being filled by others. Mark Levin's another great one that's out there, and you got Sean Hannity, of course, is one, and the list goes on and on and on. And there's new ones coming online every day.
Yep.
And especially in this time, it's exactly what our country needs.
Yes.
With the corrupt media that's been out there and not portraying the truth, not giving the public the truth, not being non-biased or non-partisan, but being just as biased as they can be, it's time that we have more voices stand up and spread the truth. And that's what we're trying to do here on this show.
And, you know, even on the station that we're on with Dr. Gorka and also Todd Starnes. I mean, those are voices that may not have the same audience yet, but they have a good following and they have a gift of clarity.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody didn't like Rush, you know. You said when you...
I didn't in the beginning. I found him very interesting. But I thought he was pig-headed and self-centered initially. And then I realized that was just, it was a joke. Yeah, he had a good appreciation for his own value, but he had a good appreciation for the value of every good person.
Right. You know, Bill O'Reilly appears on Beck's show every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand to hear him anymore for some reason.
Now he is pig-headed.
Yeah. I don't know. But my point is, everybody to each his own. Some people will like a certain talk show host that other people won't be able to tolerate. So it's good to have a variety.
Certainly.
That all have a different approach and unique character there. With that being said, we're going to take our first break to hear from our sponsors. And as I mentioned, we've got two new ones.
Hmm.
We've got the God and Country Christian Alliance, and we've got East 70 Pawn Shop. And we welcome them to the show, and we thank them for their support. And we'll be back to continue this in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, you know, there's a lot going on out there each and every day. We've got, I don't want to call them politicians, but we got people that pretend to be politicians that are just pure T evil. We've got people serving in our government that are Marxists, that are communists, that are racist, they are the ones, the racists, that are accusing everybody else of being racist. That's become the thing to do with some of these high-level politicians, especially in Congress. Anything they don't like is racist. Mm-hmm. You're racist. It all happened because you're racist. Last night at our meeting, mm-hmm. we had a young lady from Turning Point USA.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was very touching.
Right. A young black lady. And mm-hmm. she expressed herself very well, where she came from. She grew up in New York, Brooklyn, I believe she said. And she described the experiences that she had. And she amazingly survived them.
Yeah.
And her brain...
And seems to have excellent mental health and communication skills.
Right, I was going to say, her brain engaged, and she started questioning things. She mm-hmm. was questioning the socialist agendas that she was being presented in school, especially in high school. And then when she went on to college, she had a professor that bragged that he got his degree in Marxism.
Right.
And she said she didn't know what Marxism was. She didn't know what socialism was, you know? So she started doing some research. and she learned what Marxism and socialism was all about. And then she moved on to the election and how she decided that after weighing the candidates out, she wanted to vote for Trump. Her only problem was her whole family turned against her, wanting to know if she had lost her mind. Was she crazy? Why was she going to do that? So she was put in a spot where they were telling, if you vote for him, you're voting against your family.
I think the old expression is put between a rock and a hard place.
Absolutely. And so as she so rightfully claimed, it was a perfect example of peer pressure. The peer pressure actually caused her to go to the polls and vote for the candidate she did not want just to appease her family.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she was redeemed when she woke up the next day and found out her preferred candidate was now our president. So
she said the rest of the family was depressed and she was elated.
Yeah. So it was a wonderful presentation she gave last night. We hope
Dayla Frazier.
Very touching. He just wanted to hug the girl.
Yep, I did.
I did too. Most of us did.
And we'll have her back again, I'm sure, in the future. Also, we had some other speakers. Hal, well, you're the program chairman. Tell them about the program last night.
Well, let me think. We had Tom Kakadalis, and he's a preacher. It's Pastor Tom Kakadalis, and delivered wonderful talk, you know. One of the compliments he made of CCTA was that he often was involved in training of priests and preachers to learn how to have them be more active in protecting our country and our Constitution. And he said it was different for him to be talking to CCTA because we were well organized and we were working toward the same ends he wanted to encourage everybody to work toward. That man could project his voice. I mean to tell you, he didn't need a microphone, but he could stand 4 or 5 feet away from that microphone, and you could hear every word he was saying all over that big room.
Well, he was a pastor.
He was a pastor, and he's obviously a doggone good one. And we were, honored is a good way to put it, but his wife, Linda Lynn Kakadalis, she was one of the ones that we met while we were all in the, I guess you'd say, a mission. We were going to the state legislature while the subcommittee of the joint legislature was meeting to discuss North Carolina's education standards, which we called Common Core. And I enjoyed it, Rick. You told everybody about our experience there with June Atkinson, who was the superintendent of public instruction at the time. And she was trying to convince us that we were wrong, and all of us were so well prepared. She couldn't do that, and it was very frustrating to her. She only had about 2 hours for our appointment, so she asked us to come back the next day, and she had reserved 5 hours of time for us and had her whole staff there to back her up.
Right.
She still, we still won the discussion, if you ask me. So that was really great to have her there, and then you heard about the young lady there from Turning Point. Let me think.
John Woodard.
Yeah, John Woodard. Yeah, he has a podcast, and I'm finally, I'm not technically literate hardly, but I finally learned what a podcast is. And, of course, CCGA has a podcast, too, thanks to Rick and Bob. But no thanks to me. But anyway, so I checked some of his podcasts, and he has a whole list of them on his website. And one of them was an interview with the, I've doggone it. Now, why can't I think of his name?
Phil Berger.
Phil Berger, right. President pro tem of the Senate. And it was wonderful. I mean, they really got right into it. And I'm sure that a lot of his others are the same.
Yeah, I looked at some of his other ones there. First one that popped up was you and Rainer. He interviewed y'all.
He called us kind of unexpectedly one day. We didn't even really know who he was. He said, are you all available to do a, those Zoom meetings? And
right.
We looked at each other and said, well, yeah, we got computers. We can do that. So we went on Zoom, and he interviewed us right on the spot. And
also Pete Benton. I saw he interviewed you, Pete.
Yes, he has. Yeah. I've appeared with him, also Doug and I. Mm-hmm. And John's an exceptional man. He's very strong in his faith and his patriotism, but he's also extremely motivated to turn this country back to God.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that I really, really admire, you know, about John. And as a matter of fact, just a personal note, he has a wife that has some health issues, and he's right by her side 24/7. And I have great respect for a man that his love is so strong for his wife that he stands by her. And he's very passionate about this podcast because he really wants to see America become what Ronald Reagan envisioned over 40 years ago.
All right. And as you mentioned, Doug Gould has been interviewed by him also. So he obviously recognizes quality conservatives.
And it's Real America News, R-A-N. Right.
Real America News. And or you can just search for John Woodard podcast. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of last night's meeting with Tom Kakadalis is getting our country back to God and getting the churches and civic organizations, pulling them together, getting them to work together. And well, Pete, why don't you elaborate on that?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was approached. I met Tom Kakadalis, Dr. Mark Harris, who was elected to the U.S. Congress from the western part of the state. And it was actually right here in New Bern. And they had worked with the Baptist Church downtown on the main street. And I was very struck by their faith, by their passion, and what they were trying to achieve. And I became affiliated with them. And they remember their motto, faith, family, and freedom. Mm-hmm. Faith in God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And also, family is where everything starts. The foundational, you know, purpose of this great country is building great families. And, you know, last but not least is this great, wonderful gift that we've been given over 244 years ago by our founding fathers and mothers is freedom. And again, freedom is not free. It is something that every veteran has paid the price for. But they're very committed to a concept called community impact teams.
Right.
And essentially what we've been doing over the last couple of years, I worked with the Family Policy Council in reaching out to ministers and to pastors and to people in the faith to reach out to them saying, we really need to organize the Christian community. Because if you go back to 2016, almost 47 million Christians didn't vote.
Right.
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. We have been given a duty and a responsibility by this great Constitution we live by, the rule of law, to exercise our constitutionally granted freedoms and rights. And we have a tremendous responsibility to ensure that future generations of Americans will know this blessing called liberty and freedom.
Right. That's appalling that those figures were that way. But something to me that is even more appalling was the large percentage of people that claimed to be Christians mm-hmm. that did vote but didn't vote Christian. You can't claim to be Christian and go out there and vote for abortion. And you know, that's another issue we have to work on. We have to get people to understand that.
Yeah, another highlight, and I say that with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek because I thought the whole meeting was a highlight. But Tom talked about the Chief Justice Paul Newby's election recently and how important it was for everybody to get out and vote and trying to encourage all the churches and their ministers and so forth to get out and vote. He pointed out that there was a margin of only about 400 votes yeah. between Chief Justice Newby and his opponent.
Right, and we have 100 counties, so that was 4 votes per county.
4 votes per county, yeah. He asked how many does that make per county, and we all knew enough math to holler 4 at him. So he really knows how to bring an audience into what he's talking about. So I don't know. It was a great, wonderful meeting.
Right. Okay. Well, Bob.
Well, the other thing that I would want to add was the encouragement that, you know, and again, whatever you believe as the Christian or whatever else, are you willing to share that with someone else, or are you willing to let somebody else decide your future? Because if you don't involve yourself in creating a moral society, They will decide how to create an immoral society, and you have no effect on it.
Good point.
One more thing I wanted to add about Justice Paul Newby. What he was explaining was the power that the Chief Justice has. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to me. I mean, he gets to choose which cases to hear, which ones to bring to the, you know, to the court, all kinds of things. That was an important win for the conservatives.
Right. And that was a good point you brought up, Bob, and I want to elaborate on that, because one of the thoughts I was having is so many people right now are busy trying to figure out how we can get a party elected. And I'm thinking, you know, we don't need to be focusing on getting a party elected. We need to be looking at getting morals back into the legislature and back into Congress. We need to be voting for moral people. I don't care what party they are. If they uphold the dictates of God and the Bible, and they're a moral person and it's been demonstrated in their life, I'm not going to not vote for them because of their party affiliation.
Exactly.
Okay?
I understand that and I agree with it, Rick, but there's such a difference between the two main parties' platforms.
Is there?
I know this uniparty thing, and I agree with that too. What I'm talking about is about party platforms.
Absolutely.
And one would tend to attract very moral people, and the other not so much.
But here's the problem. Look at the platform that should attract moral people.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how many immoral people belong to that party and have demonstrated that in this last election cycle.
Well, I'm into that.
Follow the behavior, the
votes.
That's the problem.
Some of them obviously vote along the lines that the platform describes. Others do not.
That's right. That's the problem with the party system. And our forefathers were very wise to say, hey, we don't need a party system. And that's the reason why. We have people that are running, I'll say as a Republican, that are not Republicans. They run as a Republican to get elected,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Not because they agree with the platform. I don't have a problem with the platform. I have a problem with both of the parties have been corrupted by evil and immoral people.
Yep.
Okay? Can you save that? Can you reverse it? I would hope so, but I'm not very confident of it. I mean, you know.
Excellent point, Rainer and Rick, and I truly appreciate that. I think when I reflect as a young man growing up in Craven County, North Carolina, I became a Christian about 12 years of age. I was baptized, in First Baptist Church. I learned very early as a young man being active in church, and I'm an Eagle Scout, so were my brothers. One of the first most important things is to love God, to love Jesus and love your country. But equally as important, as Christians, we have a duty and a responsibility to serve, okay? To serve God, to serve your family, to serve your community, okay? And that's going to mean you're going to have to make certain sacrifices as a Christian, and we must be prepared to stand up and fight for what we believe in. We're going to take flak, we're going to take hits, we're going to take ridicule, but so be it. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
Right.
As Christians, we are called to a life of service, to serve our God and serve our community. That's what, to me, is the essence of love. And remember what Jesus said in his first commandment. The first greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. There are no greater commandments than these. Love your fellow man as I have loved you. And that's something that I think we really need to reach out and to share with it, to bond together, to serve God, to serve this country. Because I hope and pray that 1,000 years from now, those glorious broad stripes and bright stars of the red, white, and blue will continue to fly high over the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Absolutely. And the Boy Scouts, congratulations on being Eagle Scout.
Thank you.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to
God and country.
That's the basis of it. Then, I don't know where it's at now.
Well, everything's under attack.
Yeah.
Everything, the cherished ideals of what we believe in, what we stand for, and what we fight for are under attack. You know what that means? Stand up and fight.
That's
and
my point.
Don't back down.
Look at all the institutions that when we were kids, talk morality.
Yes.
Talk civic responsibility. And you know, you look at all of them now, and they seem to all be corrupted. We've got to take them back. Real quick, Howard.
All right, I'll be real quick. I want to point out that here in Eastern North Carolina, as opposed to other places that I've lived in my life and other places I've been, I think we have more Christian community than most places. I really do. And there's one of the expressions that I hear a lot around here that I really appreciate, and that's that I feel blessed or I am blessed.
Yes.
And we know what that means. You don't hear that much in other places in the world.
All right. Well, we are fortunate and we are blessed to live in a place like that. Okay, we're going to stop and take a break for hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've been having some good discussion about the meeting that we had. We have them the third Tuesday of every month, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. Public meeting, free, open to the public. We had very good attendance last night. We had a very good meeting. And as Hal talked about with John Woodard and his podcast, our podcast, it makes me think about the new media that's out there. We were talking about losing Rush Limbaugh and the new media that's coming out in all these podcasts and things. We have put up a new page on our website at cctaxpayers.com that lists alternative news sources. And we're trying to put good conservative fact-based news sources there that actually provide you with the source of where they get their news, not just their opinions, not just something they make up and throw out there, or their Hollywood orchestrated events that they do. We're trying to provide you with links to good, reliable news sources. If you have suggestions, again, go to our feedback page. Let us know if you've run across some good ones. We'll be glad to add those to them. But you might ask yourself, well, why do we need alternative news sources? I've got 147 channels on cable, and I got all the news I need right there. Well, Bob, why do we need alternative news sources?
Well, it was interesting that the New York Times has just done a, quote, retraction. Back on January 6th, there was an officer that died after the January 6th, whatever happened there, okay? And he was a D.C. Capitol Police officer. At the time, it was reported that he was hit over the head with a fire extinguisher, and this is bloody, and this, that, and the other thing. Well, in fact, he died of a stroke or a heart attack. And they, the New York Times, knew that back at the time that they published all of the articles. Well, they're just now, what, 6 weeks later, getting to, or 5.5 weeks later, getting to a retraction way down in their, one of the latter paragraphs of the article. But they still titled it "Capitol Police Officer Dies of Injuries in Pro-Trump Rampage," which was not true.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's just an example. The New York Times.
All the news that's fit to tint.
Yeah. And you go back and all the mainstream media has been guilty of misrepresenting the facts for quite a while now. And we have talked before here on this show about the Mockingbird project that was instituted by the CIA back in the 40s, I believe it was.
Yeah, that's about right time.
Yeah. The Mockingbird project was, hey, we need to use the media to put basically mind control out there so mm-hmm. we can get people believing certain things that we want them to believe.
Sure.
And so the media got into it. They would send them the feed that they wanted, the talking points they wanted discussed on the daily news at 4 a.m. in the morning, and that tradition still goes on today. That's why you see so many channels. If you're channel surfing, you're seeing the same thing, same exact words, same exact phrases from one to the other as you go by there. So that's another reason why we need alternative news sources.
I want to add on to what Bob said. You notice the correction was not made until after the impeachment hearings.
Right.
And the other part of that is if you look back at the history of Trump rallies, the Trump supporters were not the people that were beating up policemen.
Right. Yeah.
It goes against the pattern. And when we see a news story that is inflammatory, which I believe that story was, we need to look at the pattern and see if it fits the pattern.
Right.
And that one obviously didn't.
Well, so much stuff has come out since then that, you know, it's so obvious that all of it was wrong. They immediately, while it was going on, they were on the air spreading lies and, you know, painting up with a broad brush that it was all Trump supporters and he initiated it. It started before he even started speaking. So.
And I've read a number of eyewitness reports who talked about there were little groups of people at that rally who left the rally early and who looked totally different than the people that were there, and they were the ones with the climbing gear and all that other stuff.
That's why we need the alternative media, so you can go out there, see different viewpoints. You know, you look at a video here, and it's been edited, and parts are taken out strategically to misrepresent the facts. And you go over here, and you see the complete video, and now you've got a whole different story going on.
Well, and to add to what Mary was saying, there was a very large gathering of insurgents, I'm going to call them, behind the Capitol on the opposite side of where Donald Trump was holding his rally. And Trump arrived late for his rally, and he was a few minutes late finishing up. And if you notice the video, the people who stormed the Capitol left his rally a few moments early. Well, why was that? It's because the people behind the darn Capitol couldn't hear Trump, and they were crashing the gates by the time on their watch. And these guys wanted to coordinate. So, yeah, it's the media is terrible.
It is.
Yeah.
Pete?
For it is written in Scripture, from the mouths of serpents come lies and deception. What's the lesson learned here? Don't trust the media.
Right.
Why? Because they've proven themselves unworthy of our trust.
Absolutely.
Where is the truth? You got to dig for it.
It's out there.
You got to dig deep down and find it.
We live in a unique time in history that within seconds you can access information about anything that's going on in the world from just about anywhere in the world. Stuff that used to take months for it to get from one coast to the other coast is now there within seconds. So it's out there, folks. You just have to have the will to put forth the effort to look for it and not believe the first thing you see or hear, but start comparing, and the truth will reveal itself.
You know, what we were talking about reminded me of Doug's expertise, and I wondered if he's hearing anything concerning President Trump and whether he is gathering forces to make a comeback or anything like that. Is there anything like that out there?
I've been watching Don Jr. And all of the information that he's been putting out, and that's been very consistent, but I haven't seen any more about the plans that President Trump may or may not have. There's been a lot of criticism in the press and in the Congress and during the impeachment hearings about QAnon, QAnon this, QAnon that. Well, there was never any Anon. It was just Q. There is a message board that takes anonymous subscribers who can make comments. The Anons were just these anonymous people. They weren't the guy who had the information, and it was believed that Q was part of military intelligence who was working with Trump. Now, I'll say this. It is remarkable. The coincidences timed to the minute that were announced 6 months before. It is remarkable, and it is beyond statistically impossible that they happened by chance. Those things happened on purpose. There's something going on there. I wish we could tell what it is, but as we said before, the disinformation and the misinformation. The difference is that disinformation is intentional, and it's designed to mislead you. We do this in warfare all the time. We want to fool the enemy so that our attack will succeed.
And I think that was one of the messages from Q, was disinformation is necessary.
It is, yes. Indeed. And we're seeing it. So in terms of our ability to assess what's going on right now, it is very seriously handicapped by all the disinformation that's out there.
Right. And that disinformation strategically comes from both sides, because it's sometimes necessary to fool your enemy. So,
yes.
And I think he was a master at doing that, leading them down the wrong path. The art of war, he's a master at that.
Sun Tzu.
Right. Mm-hmm. Appear weak when you are strong. You know, he's mastered that a number of times.
Kind of sucker them into doing something stupid and revealing themselves.
Well, that's
to
the thing.
Stupid and evil.
You've heard me say a lot of times here when we were having discussions that I felt like he was giving them enough rope to hang themselves, and he's done exactly that.
Rick, exactly. In The Art of War, I had to read in Air War College, Art of War by Sun Tzu and On War by Clausewitz. And some of the things, the techniques or tactics that you utilize in combating your enemy and fighting a war is the art of deception.
Right.
Intelligence gathering. You want to deceive your enemy. And I think it's so absolutely appropriate here because, you know, as Doug said, it's a tool. You know, they don't want you to know the truth.
Okay? Right.
They want to tell you something that you will act on it in such a way that is to their favor and to, you know, to your detriment, so to speak.
Right.
And when you study, you know, Clausewitz, Sun Tzu, and the great war masters, why would they? They were some of the most successful warriors and chiefs, you know, of their time. But there were certain tactics that had been proven through the centuries and over the years. Remember what the Muslims said about, when I am weak, I make treaties and compromises. But when I am strong, I destroy my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book, you know, that Bill Federer wrote about the Quran. And if you really start to dig into the Muslim faith and what they believe and their tactics, and you look at Muhammad, you know, the prophet, he used the very same tactics. And he was brutal to the Christians and to the people that he captured. Doug?
One modern example of that that some of our listeners will remember, in Gulf War I, the Republican Guards surrendered. And the reason that they surrendered is we used deception.
Right.
We had people coming in rafts from the ocean, and we put up balloons that looked like tanks down to the south. And our forces came in from the north and the west, and the Republican Guard thought they were surrounded. That is called operational deception, and it's a standard part of military fare.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to move on to talk about some other news articles. Here's one that I saw today that interested me. You know, I've got umpty-ump trillions of dollars in debt, and we're going to send out more money, giveaways, and more free stuff. But it says the U.S. will pay $200 million to meet World Health Organization's obligations. Why are we doing that?
Because Biden is the president.
Because President Trump stopped the money, and Biden is trying to undo everything President Trump did.
Hear, hear.
The World Health Organization has proven itself to be totally ineffective during this pandemic that they started. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
But you meant it.
It slipped out.
It's worse than that. We're giving money to the Wuhan laboratory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, what's his name?
Fauci.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah. I wanted to say Fauci, but Fauci.
I have a pet name for him.
Yeah.
The diminutive Dr. Death.
Okay. Well, he was funneling money to the Wuhan laboratory years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many years ago. Yeah. If you follow the connections, look at, you know, connect all the dots.
All the money.
Yep.
Interesting tie together. So Fauci gave $3.7 million out of his own budget, but he money laundered another $3.7 million. And I'm going to say that again. He money laundered it criminally through a New York firm, EcoHealth. And the guy who took that money and carried it over to Wuhan was a guy named Peter Daszak, CEO of EcoHealth. And at the time he did so, in violation of Obama administration policies against gain-of-function work on viruses, and he earmarked that money in Wuhan for gain-of-function work on the bat coronavirus. He also went down in the caves with the Batwoman from Wuhan collecting bats. And today, again, we talked about Operation Mockingbird before. Today, Peter Daszak, the guy who money laundered money for gain of function on the coronavirus, is on the investigating committee at the World Health Organization. It's one of the people on the ground in Wuhan, and he has admitted to having written the script that we have all heard a million times, talking about how the coronavirus is not created in a lab, it's a natural mutation, and this is what happens to viruses. Folks, this is a script written by Peter Daszak, the guy who criminally money laundered cash to create a bioweapon.
At the behest of Tony Fauci.
At the behest of Fauci, and from my personal opinion, I think the Batwoman and Fauci and Daszak all ought to be charged with genocide and tried in The Hague.
You can't make this stuff up.
Right, and we hope we'll see that. Well, we got just a few minutes left, about a minute apiece for each one of you, to tell me what you think the biggest threat to our country is right now. Bob?
Apathy.
You want to expand on that?
Well, I would say that I know that I... being the precinct chair and putting out an appeal to get other folks to come and join in our party precinct meetings or whatever else. I put out a number of appeals, about 180 appeals. Responses.
Right. I agree with you. I've talked about it many times here on this show, about the apathetic society that we have out there. People sit back and yell at the TV and complain, but fail to get up and go get engaged and be active. Mary?
Our relationship in the future with China.
Absolutely, yeah. You want to expand on it a little bit?
Well, there was I saw something today, and I don't remember where I saw it, where Biden has said that he doesn't really want to interfere with the Chinese relationship with Hong Kong or their treatment of the Uyghurs or anything like that, because that's just their culture. That's what they do. This is insane.
Yeah.
This is just insane.
It is. Pete?
I would say first and foremost, we must turn to our faith in God.
Absolutely. I knew that's what you were going to do.
I think it, faith gives us hope.
And I appreciate you being consistent on that.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I think a great America has been reawakened. And the Christians and the patriots will unite together for a common purpose, and that's to save this great nation.
Great awakening. We've had them before, and it's time for one now, and I think I agree with you. I think we're in the midst of it. It's time for revival, time for people to turn back to the one that created us and gave us the freedom and the rights that we have. Rainer.
I agree that we're in the middle of a great awakening, and I think we need to use that to make sure, not make sure, to return our elections to things of integrity. We've been robbed, and we can't fix it if we can't control it. So we need election integrity.
Absolutely. That's something we definitely have to get to work on.
This past Monday night, I attended the God and Country Christian Alliance meeting at Moore's Barbecue. And their two guests were Dr. Megan Doyle, the superintendent of schools in Craven County, and Kim Smith, who is the
vice chair.
Vice chair, right. So then afterwards, there were some questions and answers, and there was some discussion of it after they had left. But it convinced me that I know that what you all are talking about is immediate, like right in your face, but this is a hidden danger. Time bomb, as Rainer just said. So an indoctrination of our children And the lack of a real education as far as our patriotic founders, mothers and fathers of our country, like Pete just mentioned. But I don't know, it's crazy stuff that the kids are learning. One of the things that really shocked me was that the school teachers are calling the children friends. Yeah. Instead of boys and girls. Yeah. What kind of talk is that?
All right. I agree with you, Hal. That is a very important one. The problem with that one is it's been going on for decades.
Yeah.
We've lost two generations almost to the indoctrination. And the only thing we can do now is hope to try to reach those people and re-educate them is what we have to do. And I know that's a
do what Rush did to his listeners.
Right, we have to give them the truth.
Bob said a word before, apathy, and I'm going to use a similar word, complacency. As a cybersecurity expert for many decades, I've talked to companies who say, "Oh, gee, I don't need security here because I've never had any losses, and it's not going to hit me." And so they go around, and they don't change their passwords, and they don't do the things they're supposed to do. And the next thing you know, they get wiped out. So complacency, apathy, if you will, that what comes to mind there, you know, Biden during the election campaign said, we're not going to take your guns. And just this past weekend, he's encouraging Congress to do exactly that, take right. your guns. So the question is, America, when are you going to wake up?
Right.
Once you're a slave, it's too late.
All the things you're seeing taking place now were foretold 8 years ago, 12 years ago. They haven't changed their game plan, folks. Why did you think that just because Biden was going to be a new face, he was going to have a new game plan? It's the same game plan. The bills were already written. They're already sitting there waiting to be put in. All they had to do was get somebody in office to take them and run with them. And that's, you're going to see all of them, gun control, all of it come to pass. At least they're going to try to get it through there. Well, folks, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. We thank you for tuning in. Encourage you to go and visit our sponsors, support them. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. And please come and participate in our meetings, third Tuesday every month. Find all the details at cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. And we'll see you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.